two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who ant. Those who ant.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. I'm Auntie Mags.
And I'm Aunt Pat.
Oh, Pat. 2 weeks in a row, I'm simply agog.
Oh, is that what it is, agog?
Well, I mean, it's what I am right now. Excited.
Oh. I thought it was a gag.
A gag?
A gag?
Is it a you gug?
Know? Huh?
A gug.
Oh, I thought, oh, okay. It's
is
a gug.
Is it a gag?
I don't know. I thought it was like, oh, a gag, you know, when you're surprised and you go, I swallowed my spit or something. And then,
because I know
like,
what a gag I'm, is, because I did a real bad one this morning because I saw something gross on the street.
Careful, don't choke.
I was a gag that day.
Did you look around as soon as you started gagging? Did you think, where's the countertop that I'll have to throw myself against?
Yeah, well, no, because I wasn't choking.
Oh, is gagging different than choking?
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
It is.
Those were two different dates then, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what's going on?
I have to tell you something. Uh-oh. I just found out. Well, no, this is great news because I was worried. You know when it gets warmer?
Why do you say it like that, Pat? I thought something bad was coming.
Because genetics. This is how my mother did it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's good news. And the good news is this. The weather gets warm. And the first thing I think about is mosquitoes. But the second thing is the kids.
Yes.
You know, are Tina and Jeremy going to be in my lawn? You know, are they going to get up on the roof or near the gutters? You know, if they're going to hang around. Turns out they're doing summer detention.
What?
To get ahead of it for next year.
Wait, you got to get ahead of, they got to get ahead of detentions?
Well, yeah. Because a lot of the kids, you know, they take classes to get ahead. Like, you could take college classes, you know, local.
Yeah, that's what Jo's did. Classes. Yeah.
That's so good of her. Well, they're doing summer detention so that they can kind of get ahead of it for next year. So it doesn't sneak up on them and they're not overwhelmed by it.
So there's no preventative, like, hey, maybe don't get detention. It's just like, well, get ahead.
That's what this is. No, because everyone knows the score. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so does Carolyn have to pay for that? Does the state pay for that? Who does
that? She bought a bottle of wine. You know, one of those, it's like a novelty one. It's a big one. You know, a big bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got one of those. She was thrilled. She called me and she sent me a picture of the bottle of wine. She said the kids got in. And I thought, jail.
Yeah.
And it's this program that lets you start to pay off your crimes before. It's like that movie.
The one with precogs that I'll never remember the name of.
No, this one had Tom Cruise in it.
Yes, this is a Tom Cruise movie with, I think they're precogs.
And I don't know if that was in it. He had a TV that he moved with his mind or something.
Okay. And this sounds like the same movie, I think. Was somebody sleeping in a Petri dish of jelly?
There was a woman who was a giant baby and she was in cream soup.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, this is the same movie that you said that other word was in?
Now, if you described this movie to me and I described this one to you and we didn't use, if, like there was no overlap, we would never get to the point that this was the same movie.
Yeah, it's like that veiny diagram.
Yeah,
but the
veiny
circles,
diagram doesn't overlap. Yeah, it's two circles next to each other. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can I just say I'm actually going to enjoy my summer because I don't think they even let them out of the school for when they're serving the summer detention. No breaks or anything. You have to pack your own lunch. So
are they overnights? Is it like a sleepaway detention?
I'm getting that vibe. Now I don't. I'll have to look into that because if they lose them at night, then what's the point?
Right. That's
when they're most activated.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Good for them, I guess.
Good. I think it's great. You want to get ahead. If you get ahead, you don't have to stay
ahead.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I think that is what they say. Exactly. Now, Josie is back from, I know this was a pretty close to the last time we were recording episode, but Josie's back home now. She finished season one of college is over and I can't remember what the real term is. The first year. Freshman
first
year.
Season. Oh, you had me at season, though. I thought,
it did have a lot of ups and downs this season. So she's home. Dominic got a new car.
Oh, wow.
He got a truck.
Oh, can I sit in the back?
Yeah.
Do you think that this summer he'll fill it up with water and have a little pool?
Oh, that would be so fun. But I said to him, I texted him and I said, hold on, let me pull it up what I said. I said, nice big truck for hauling 1 ton of mac and cheese bites. drive it in the best of health, my baby. But he got it because he know how he goes to Sheetz, and my sister had to take his debit card away because he buys too many mac and cheese bites at Sheetz.
Look at all the words in that.
Sheetz,
some
the
of the
store.
Words I knew. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Mac and cheese bites?
I thought that maybe he'd gotten a job hauling snacks from where they produce them loosely to a third party.
No, I wasn't clear. He's not
That's
transporting
okay.
them. I just was saying he could finally, maybe that would be the device with which to carry all of the mac and cheese bites that he eats.
But you know, he might be able to make some of that money back if he filled his truck bed with mac and cheese bites and then let people sit in them. You know, perverts.
Oh, yeah, perverts.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him around perverts. I'm not going to encourage that.
Maybe he could park it somewhere, fill it up with that, and then walk away a little bit and say, oh, like an Airbnb, but you can put your naked body in your truck bed filled with food.
I don't want him to do that.
I'm just going to say time of year. I think this is allergies. This is my allergies talking.
Yeah. It might be. Hey, did your neighbor get the note I left him to let you watch Hacks?
Yeah,
we have an amazing guest. What are we doing? We should see.
I don't know. Let's check back. We'll circle back on that.
We'll circle back on Hacks, but we have an amazing guest, and I don't want to wait even one more second to get her out here.
Get her out.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, but however you identify, please welcome to the podcast, Gail Gaudet. Aunt Gail. Gail, oh my God, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm great. How are you?
My God, we love you so much. We're so excited.
I'm so excited.
I've never been on a podcast before. This is like new territory for me.
Oh, it's still somehow new for us too.
Yeah,
feels that
and
way.
I don't even rush to calling this. Like maybe give another one a go before you know what I'm saying? This is like a half a podcast.
You think?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
You know, at first, this isn't the radio.
I don't think you should talk yourself down like that though. I mean, you've been putting work into this thing.
Oh, yeah, we sure have. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. A lot of it, the work is circular because you work a little bit, you forget how you do it, then you start over again and go, I remember how to do this.
Right. That's exactly right.
Now, here's what I want to know. Do you edit this thing? You get on the computer and put the sound stuff together and whatnot?
I mash the keys.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how
I can hardly write a goddarn email. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, neither can we. I mean, that's the truth of it. It's a miracle.
I didn't think you could either.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
You remember when we first got that disc at AOL?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still have
mine. On the
phone,
trying to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, Gail.
To hang up the phone to get on the internet?
Speaking of, Gail, now I kept that disc because have you heard of this? You know how like the end is coming and everything? And they say, yeah, like the electricity will go out and the poles will.
Yep, yep.
So I kept my disc just in case we need smart. AOL again. Yeah.
Yeah, that was smart.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you know, all those plastic bottles we've been saving, they're not recycling them. So, you know, it's going to be sooner than you think when the lights go out. So you're going to need that disc. I don't know where you'll plug your computer in, but you're going to need it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where.
Maybe we could do one of those things where, you know, you hook up an exercise bike to get electricity, because I do need to start doing more cardio.
Oh, you know, my niece's boyfriend, he made a short film doing that.
Doing a bicycle?
He would take the batteries for the camera home and plop them on some kind of charger thing attached to his bike, and then he would bike all night. And then
did it take him
get up and make the movie.
Did it take him 8 to 10 years to finish that movie?
Yeah, and it's a short. It's sad, isn't it?
But he
did it for the environment, so
good for him.
Oh, he'll get repaid
with it.
Oh, he didn't do anything with it.
No, he might have put it on the YouTube or something. But
okay,
I bet he got his quads together.
I think his legs were looking real good.
Yeah. Maybe it's more. Maybe it was more of an exercise endeavor than it was an arts endeavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then I think the topic was like way out of date by the time, because I think it was like a Y2K theme, but he didn't finish it till like 2009. So nobody wanted to see it at that point because, spoiler, we didn't die. So
No, nothing good happened. You know, I thought you were going to say Merkin's out of date, but I think that's coming back.
Can I ask, what's
Merkin
with you like pubes today?
Are you talking
about
a pube wig?
Yeah. You know, Merkin. Yeah, Merkin.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no. I know I mentioned pubes earlier. I don't know. Maybe it's my allergies.
Do you need to share about your pubes, Pat?
What's that?
There's something to share about your pubes?
Well, the silky. I've been taking vitamins.
Ooh. Oh, good. Are you still using mane and tail?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is that working?
Just a tablespoon every day.
You drinking it?
Oh, no.
No, it's a shampoo.
You're supposed to rub it on. Yeah.
Oh, rub it on? I can do that. Yeah. I'll rub it on.
Now, has it thinned out there? Because, you know, the older you get, the...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I was taking the vitamins, because I'm getting, you know, patchy bald tracks and all that. And then lo and behold, drinking my mane and tail every morning, you know, put it in a smoothie. It's coming back. I mean, it's just so soft, you know. Well, you I'm the only one who knows.
Esophagus at this point.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Oh, boy, that would be. Can you imagine? Oh, great. Now my esophagus is hairy and I'm getting all this stuff stuck in there.
Oh no. Anyways.
I don't mind it getting thin there, you know? Like I think of it as nature's Brazilian, really.
Oh yeah.
That's so nice.
Now, Gail,
save you the money.
Gail, my mother used to say that, you know, she had less hair on her legs, and she said, well, after time, your legs rub against your pants and all the other stuff, and it just naturally starts to go away. And you know what?
Yeah. Is that true, Gail?
You know, I got no leg hair now. And when I was a teenager, I was like, you know, Amazonian, but now I got none. And I don't know if it's from rubbing or just my body's too tired to produce hair anymore.
That scans
other
with
than
me.
On my lip and chin, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to rub our lip and chin more. But you know, I have been rubbing, you know, sometimes I rub against the furniture. You know, I'll get kind of distracted and rub up against the furniture because it feels good. So you'd think my garden would be in disrepair, but it's not.
I think friction. I'm surprised they're not like singed right off down there.
Right. Or at least because of the friction. Yeah. Like,
how are those new armchair covers doing? Are they good?
I need another pair.
Okay. I'll get you another one. I thought, but
something
what we like
sturdier,
the color?
Like vinyl. Do they have vinyl?
I could see. Maybe we could see if somebody who's got a cry cut could do it.
Great.
Well, you could do like my grandma used to do and have the plastic covers on, you know. Here's what I wonder.
Yeah.
You keep them on for all that time so they don't get, your furniture stays nice. For what, though? Right? Like, when do you actually take it off and have like some celebratory sit? You know, like what happens?
You know, my grandmother never took the plastic off ever. I think that she thought, you know what? I like that look.
This is what bothers me about that is, for me, it's the equivalent of, so you know how you like work and like, I'm going to retire someday. And like, there's some people who like retire and then like a week later they die. That's leaving your plastic on your furniture as far as I'm concerned. You just never live in the sun, you know? No, like you're saving up for this special time and then you never have that time.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's still in plastic.
Actually, now that I really understand that, that's a very good metaphor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was very good.
Making analogies.
Yeah.
You're great at analogies, actually.
Is that an analogy? Because you said, it wasn't a simile because you said like as, and it wasn't a metaphor. It was like, it was a simile and an analogy.
I don't know. I feel like analogies, when I say it out loud. But like if I write it down, it's a metaphor.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I think that's right. I think that's right. Or if you get confused, it's a metaphor.
Yes. Yeah. Or a David Lynch movie.
Right.
In my history.
Oh.
I can't follow it. I just can't.
Thank you for saying that. Mulholland Drive. God. What? Who let me watch that?
Know. Which one was that?
I don't know.
That was the one with Naomi Watts where she's kissing. I think she's kissing a girl. I think that's why somebody was like, watch this. And I watched it and I was like, what?
Huh. I don't think I saw that.
I don't get it. I'd rather watch Raymond.
I'm sorry.
Amen, sister.
Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah. I just rather watch Raymond.
Where's this coming from?
I get it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I do get it. Everyone's mad at one person.
Like, when I think of David Lynch, I think of like whatever that Twin Peaks was, and there was like in a curtained room with like a little person and
on the checkered floor.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
And it's just why?
Can I, Gail? from your mouth to God's ears, I got Gail, because do you remember? And there was a movie called Fire Walk With Me that, yeah, you know how I'm,
I didn't see it.
I'm a little gentle little baby about things. And Pat knows this, like,
yes,
it's too spooky for me. And there's an image where this woman is making like a sour face, like she just had a lemon. She's got one fist clenched and she's like stomping in place. And she's in that curtained room on that checkered floor where they usually put that little man. And I got to say, sometimes that vision will just pop in my head and it still scares me to this day.
What was with her? Why was she like that?
She was sending some sort of message. And I'm like, well, here's an idea. Here's a wild concept. Say the message to the person.
Well, did the person live downstairs?
I don't know. Maybe. She was like stomping.
Because that sounds like something I would do. Oh, like my little fist is closed and I'm squinting. I'm so angry. Oh,
like you're trying to send it mentally? Like,
right. Like, and through my feet to the people downstairs. Why don't you turn down your TV?
Pat, remember when we lived upstairs from the people who used to drum on Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
And I got out my basketball.
Some kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
You were some kind of Sunday morning drum circle jerk. And, you know, the housing crisis. So anyway, Gail, if you wouldn't mind, would you remind our audience how we all met?
Yeah, remind them for the first time.
Yeah.
Yes. So I, as the two of you know, I am a retired postal worker.
I mean.
And I was your mail lady.
Yeah, the good
mail carrier, but yeah. But I'm a lady, so I like to call myself a male lady.
Yeah.
And the two of you were the only people on my route, first of all, that got like postcards. Like you had so many postcards.
Yeah.
But then
yeah,
every year you would give me, like a lot of people would give you, you know, cookies or McDonald's coupons or whatever at Christmas time. But the two of you always had this sort of like homemade wreath. I can't remember like what it was made out of, but it was just so memorable, you know?
It depends on which one of us made it that year.
Yeah, mine was Smarties wrappers.
Yeah, she was big into repurposing. And mine was made from, you know, all of the instructions from tampon containers?
Mm-hmm.
That was what I did.
Yep, I remember that.
I was going through them like crazy. Yeah, before my hysterectomy, I was going through those things like crazy. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all these instructions?
This is how I knew you two were special, because, you know, it's really easy to go and buy a pack of McDonald's gift certificates, but to actually like craft something for someone that you are on like a nod and smile basis with, that means something, you know?
Well, that's how you get out of being just a nod and smile.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us have become close because of our gift giving and our eagerness to be your friend. And now Pat and I do this thing where we almost have radar for wonderful people. When, you know, when we see somebody wonderful, we glom onto them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And by the way, you also are the kind of person who, because a lot of people would say, oh, I'm getting things of value from other people, things that have a monetary value.
Things I can use.
Yeah. And these two people took garbage, painted it green, and handed it to me to carry on my route. And the fact that you see that as a positive, it means this was fated. Because to be honest with you, it was a hobby, you know, and then I had all these wreaths made out of garbage. And I thought, God, I made a lot. And then there you were, just being kindness. Oh, your face lit up. Your face lit up. And I thought, wow, this excited. Is going better than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another analogy for you, right? So I could see in you what you saw in the garbage, right? There was something special that not everybody sees. And so I thought, well, if they can make, you know, something special like that out of trash, especially about tampons. These are some special people. Oh, also, there, I don't know, one of you was going through a bad breakup and you were out on the porch and you were drinking tequila.
That was
when
Pat.
I came by.
Yeah, that was that pink tequila, that creamy one.
Yeah, Tequila Rose.
Boy, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I'll tell you, I never drink on the route.
Good for you.
But that time you offered me a shot and I was like, you know what? And I did a one-way lunch that day. I didn't go back to work.
That's right. Oh, boy. And I sat on
the porch with you and got shit-faced.
Yeah, you did. And I'm glad. I'm really glad that you did.
Great.
I couldn't. I didn't want to finish that on my own. Yeah. Too much dairy.
It was nasty, but
Yeah. I nice remember you guys calling me because I think I was working that day and I didn't take a one-way lunch, but I came home early and you two were sauced.
Oh my gal.
You were sauced and loaded. I mean, you were sauced and loaded. You were tequila rose. You was a full garden of tequila roses when I got home.
Well, I tried to deliver some of the mail.
Yeah.
She did. I got in trouble for that one. But now I'm going to break. Pat, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I have to finally break a little cone of silence here for Max.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's time.
What? Oh, no.
Because we were so drunk that before you got there, I might have kissed Pat. Might have.
Oh, well, no, you did.
And I kissed her back.
Yeah. I leaned over. And I licked your mouth a little bit because you had a little tequila rose on your face.
Yeah.
And it got crusty there. And I thought, I know how to get this. I got it. Yeah. I got it. And then I was nice, like, though. Now that I'm here, I might stay a while.
Yeah. What? Yeah. That was my first girl kiss.
Oh, it was terrific. It was terrific. It was amazing.
I'm either a gug or a gag right now. I don't know which I am because I don't know which word is the right way to say it.
Well, we didn't want to make it weird for you because you weren't there. Yeah.
I mean, I always wondered why the two of you, ever since then, there was like always a couple like glances, little stolen looks. And I was like, what am I missing? And now I know.
Well, that's why we would always lick condiments off each other.
Yeah. Okay. That one did.
That's why we turned it into a bit. So we had an excuse.
Like, we always do this. You have a little mustard on your tongue. Let me grab that for you.
Now, see, that would never work for me because, you know, I hate mustard. Right. Most condiments.
Right.
I can't believe you didn't guess, though, because I would turn to the side and take that French's and just squeeze it right into my mouth. And she'd go, look what happened.
That's too much. Let me help you out. And I put my lips in her lips and suck some out.
Now,
but it was kind of a kiss.
Yeah. Now, see, thing is, as soon as anybody picks up a French's or any kind of mustard or any condiment, I turn away.
That's true. That's why. Yeah. Because she can't take it. Is it the vinegary pot of mustard?
It's all of it. I hate it. Remember the day.
Now you don't even like a mustard. Dijon or anything? Like,
oh, especially. No, not that.
Really?
Yeah. Pat, remember
she doesn't
the day?
Even have the faith as small as a mustard seed to try some.
Yeah, no.
Not even a honey mustard?
No. I have tried honey mustard. Pretzels.
Okay.
As close as we can get her.
Pat, do you remember the day I got mustard?
Like a McNugget or anything?
No. That's what honey is for, a barbecue sauce.
Okay.
One time, Pat, I did get mustard on my face. Remember, we were working at that terrible job?
Yes.
And I accidentally got mustard on my face and I froze and Pat had to come running and wipe it off my face.
I almost licked it, licked it. But you know, I thought, how many women will I start licking in my life? And am I putting off examining myself and what I want. Do you know what I'm saying?
Most women do. If you don't mind my saying, most women do.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
You know what's funny though, Pat, is like, in as much as I could probably kiss you for an hour.
Same.
I never, you know, like I'm married, so you know, I wasn't gonna like change that. I like dick as much as the next guy.
Yeah. Excuse me. Pat's seen, heard, one, received.
Pat's number one is penetration. Right?
My favorite thing is penetration.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to give up the P&V, but...
Nor should you if you don't want to.
Beautiful.
She is.
You know?
Well, excuse me. I'll just ride high off this for I don't know how long. But I think our exchange was very much, look, we're both going to keep getting dicked as much as we can handle. For as long as we can handle.
Yeah, you guys got to get it dicked. Dick on down. Dick on down the road.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
We both eat at dicks, you know?
Yeah, you do.
We did.
Yeah.
But it was such a great, because this is right about the time that Catherine O'Perry started singing. And I thought, I do like it.
Yeah.
Oh, when she said, I kissed a girl. Catherine O'Perry, when she sang that song?
Yeah, Catherine O'Perry. Yeah. And I just.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that? That was a song.
Yeah.
Then everyone, some
I
people
don't
went
up on modern music.
I know it's hard, yeah. But I don't regret it a second because it was really fun and it was terrific. And sometimes you just do that to your friends. You reach into the mouth with your mouth and get a pickle.
Yep.
You know,
that's why I feel bad for guys though because they don't have that. Like it's
I
okay.
know.
You know what I just learned?
What?
Okay, they kind of do because
what?
First of all, I'm happy for you too. Like if you want to smooch each other, you don't even need mustard. Is it just like, just do it. It's so fun.
Now I've gotten used to though expecting mustard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you same. Guys it's both love it. Yeah. So that's yeah. good for you.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that there's a thing on the internet, which is, you know, the worst place on the planet. Yeah. And beyond. But there's a thing on the internet where like super straight, and I'm using quotes, straight men will do a thing where they get a bunch of their like bros and they will talk about a circle jerk. They will do that and they're like, we're so straight while they're in a kind of a
are
circle.
Are they kissing
No. They're going to town on themselves around each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, my friend was talking about that. They call them J-O bros.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. J-O bros.
I just learned about this. And so, but they're like,
I'd watch that.
I mean, sure.
Right?
I don't know. It feels kind of like hypocritical, you know?
To watch it or to do it?
No, the guys, like that they're doing that.
Oh, yeah. But I can hear the story in my mind.
And they're patriarching too, you know? Like,
oh, they're patriarching all over the place.
Yeah.
I bet it's getting in people's eyes and stuff.
Here's why I'd watch it. Because I would want to be in some sort of gallery being like, do you think they know how this isn't that straight? You know, like, no, like, hey, explore, you know, push your own boundaries, learn what you like and what you don't like. And
that's right.
This is a very sex positive podcast and I wouldn't shame anybody. All I would want to do is I would want to say to them, do you think you might maybe have a little something to explore here? Just gently guide them to exploring all of the different
facets.
They can
like that and still, you know, be married to a woman, just like me and Pat with the condiments.
Yeah. Do whatever, you know.
Kinsey, Gail, whatever, you know.
Oh, what?
Kinsey with the, you know, sex testing and stuff. And
I love him.
Whatever your number
I love
is
him.
Who you are.
That, Pat, that's the guy who played Proctor in the Police Academy movies. So Lance Kinsey.
Oh, he got into something else, sex stuff?
Yeah.
They made a movie about the Dr. Kinsey, and it was
the tall Irish guy
with the big
Tall Irish guy. John Wayne from movie.
The one who's in the movie where his daughter gets kidnapped, and he's like on the phone like, you took my daughter.
Oh, Lauren Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Nelson.
Yes, yes. So he's Lauren in a movie Nelson. About Kinsey, and then
the guy from
the
movie.
He has a wife, but then he's kind of, you know, experimenting with his experiments. So,
well, as long as no one gets hurt, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah,
as long
pretty
as
much.
No one gets hurt.
So, wait, when did the Police Academy guy get in that movie?
Yeah, how did he get in?
He wasn't.
Oh, he just made the sounds for it.
No, that's like, Michael Winslow. That's Michael.
He's amazing.
He's so good. We love him.
I could watch him all day.
I bet he'd be great at eating you. Stuff
going
well,
downtown.
He would have a very his mouth is very limber.
Yeah
he'd be and like
a lot of staying power seems like
right yeah because he could I'd be like, oh, could you do a leaf blower down there, give me about 5 minutes.
What if he's terrible and then it's like, you can make this whole thing sound like a cannon's going off, but you can't do this.
Might do it for me though. It might do
bad
it
at it.
I don't even know how close he needs to get might work. I'm thinking about it, and it's getting weird.
So he could just kind of be inching his way down, but talking like he's using a megaphone without the megaphone, and then you're off to the races?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
okay,
such
that's
a layered
great.
Person, Pat. That's what I love about you, you know, just unexpected.
Oh, it is unexpected. Thank you. But I really do. You know, when we started doing this podcast, barely, we both said it's a sex positive podcast. And that really opened up for me because I was like, oh, yeah, a lot of things are erotic. And
what's my catchphrase, Pat?
That's erotica.
Yeah.
Calling out things that are erotica.
Like that's amore? Oh.
Yeah, I'll
pretty
say
much.
This is erotica. That's
from eggs?
Well, you know, I love reading those you know, trashy, well, smutty. See, all that sounds like judging. Erotic books.
Erotic.
You know, bodice rippers and like.
Yeah.
You know,
with historical romances.
Yeah. And that is nothing to be ashamed of. You
now,
know.
Where do you think people get those ideas from? Because I love the mind of someone who can say, oh, there's a, there's a castle or a ranch.
Pat,
what?
You're one of those people. because your Bobby fanfic is some of the best stuff I've ever seen. And oh my God, you know
what? Wait, what? What did you write? What?
I've been writing Bobby fanfic for a long time, way before the movie.
Way before.
It's very centered on Skipper. Yeah, it's mostly Skipper. Bobby makes appearances.
And it's very feminist. Okay. Yeah, very feminist.
It's so feminist it almost isn't anymore. Yeah, that's how hard it goes. Yeah.
It goes around back, you know.
It sure does. Yeah. Sometimes it does.
And you know what I just thought of, Pat? You could do Rust Belt Town After Dark.
Oh, yeah, that's erotica.
Pat wrote a musical called Rust Belt Town that I'm desperately trying to get it to produce. It's so good. Oh, you got to hear it, Gail.
Just got to figure out the end. Yeah, I've been working on the end. But
you know what they say though? If the third act doesn't work, you got act one problems. I heard that somewhere.
God, is that the truth? I think.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, I haven't been to a lot of musicals, but I feel like so many times they put all the good songs in the first half. And then the second half, I'm like, wrap it up, you know? Like,
yeah. Don't worry. What I've written so far, I've read it out loud to myself. It's 18 minutes long.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to.
Look at that beat. I read it. That's 300 pages. Rust Belt Town on paper is
so much stage direction.
One word on a page?
Oh, no. It's just the stage direction. It's flowery.
He's very specific.
Yeah.
You know what I heard? I heard Shakespeare had no stage direction.
But I thought that's how the word drag came
from. Blow your mind.
Because drag, so the word drag, like drag queens,
kings,
drag is actually from a Shakespearean times. It was to indicate that the men, you know, would dress as women.
They played
and
the
so
women.
It would say D-R-A-G, dressed as girl. And
stop.
Yeah, that's where the origin of drag came from.
Oh my God, I learned something today.
Yeah. So when right wing people are like, this is a new thing and we hate it, it's older than you are. It's Shakespearean even.
There it is.
Honestly, if it isn't in Shakespeare, it doesn't exist. Like every time somebody's like, oh, that's from the Bible. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Also, this is controversial, but I'm not sure how many people are listening to this. You know,
If you're listening to this, like, subscribe, rate, review. What? We're 45 minutes in. It's a good time to say it.
That's a good time to say it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
sounds so professional.
She does such a good job because I forget that we're even doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's okay if it was in the Bible. You don't have to tell me because, to be very frank with you, I actually don't care. So, wonderful. Great. It's in there. It's important to you. And I think that's terrific. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to yell at it from any place about anything that I'm doing. We're good.
Yeah.
Because I could take out a book. Let's say, in Rust Belt Town, the musical I wrote, dogs ride bicycles. And I'm not trying to put your dog on a bicycle and make his little legs reach those pedals.
Let me ask you this.
My dog's a basset hound, so that would be real hard.
But it would be so funny. Awful. That would be so freaking cute, though. But let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever tried, if somebody comes up to you and tries to talk to you about the Bible, have you ever tried plugging your ears and saying no spoilers? What if you like, no spoilers, I want to get around to reading it.
That's a good one.
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, boy. Megs, that's good. I've never heard you say that before.
I literally just thought of it. Sometimes I could just think of things. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody try it. Let's all try it and see how it works.
No, I will.
Oh, yeah, we all will.
I'll send you a postcard on how it went.
Oh, please do, because you know we love them. We love them.
I know you do.
And let me clarify, if religion gives you solace, if it makes you happy and your version of it doesn't hurt anybody, please continue.
Could
please keep
you.
Going. I think that's wonderful. I wish I had something that made me feel less like less than a speck of dust that will evaporate into thin air at some point. So I think that's really great. But boy, oh boy, I feel like a lot of people are like, but what's in the Bible? And I'm like, but you know your audience, which is me. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know
now,
what?
Now, I don't want to get too deep here, but we were talking about, you know, these religion and life and death and whatever. Sometimes when I think about when I die, and of course I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But the one thing I'm sad about is that there's going to be seasons of TV that I don't get to see.
Or
new shows or new episodes of shows that I like.
Right.
Well, Pat's already kind of living there because she only can get Jag on a TV. But, what if, I like to think that because you will be in the afterlife, Okay. Which, you know, heaven, hell, whatever you believe in, that's fine. I think hopefully there's sort of afterlife where we're all just kicking it up there.
Yeah.
Or over there. It doesn't even have to be up there. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
what if it is over there?
I think, I hope it is over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go up, I didn't go down. I went right over there.
To the right or something?
Yeah. To the left, please. But so, but what I'm saying is, I think whatever you did, you did good. You did good in life. You get advanced screenings.
You get those screeners sent to you in the mail. Or no. Whatever. No, maybe it would come from the mail, but you're not delivering it because you're in heaven.
Yeah.
Well, I'm retired too, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that too. Yeah.
But you guys I get that. About that?
Sometimes I get, Gail's exactly the same, because sometimes, like, there'll be, there's a movie coming out starring what's his name, and I'll get excited because it's, you know, it's a year away, and I think, God, I could get hit by a bus. I'll never see it.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Me too.
All the time.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a show that would have been the thing you love the most, and you're never going to know.
Huh. Yeah. Wow.
I'm a downer. I'm a downer sometimes.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You're not. You're not at all.
And just real quick, you guys knew that if you ever told me that you would like condiment smooching, that I would have just been only supportive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's just the only thing that two of us did that three of us didn't do together.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I didn't want you to feel like you weren't a part of it. You know.
No.
100%. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying, you know, Pat and I could never kiss because we're sisters. It's like,
that'd be weird.
There's no ever, like, I just couldn't do it. It would be like me.
Yeah.
I can't even think about it. I love you. You're beautiful. I should be so lucky, but I could never.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
It would be like a turtle catching its tail. Now, sure. I don't look at that. Don't look at what I said because I don't know what it means, but I want to leave it like that and just and have it be understood.
Sure. Okay. I understand you.
Well,
perfectly.
Also, you can't put mustard on your tongue, you know?
Yeah, I can't and I won't. Yeah.
See? It kills the game.
It's two things.
Yeah,
it's
the game things. The game is expired.
Yeah, but I just want you to know that you could always have told me. I hope you know.
Oh,
I would have had zero reaction to it.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know why we never said anything.
No. Maybe that was part of it. It kind of kept it hot because there was a secret. You know what I mean?
It is moment, I think.
The excitement. Yeah.
Part of the hotness. Yeah.
Because there you'd go, Gail. You know, we'd be out somewhere at someone's, you know, Labor Day thing. And there you are.
Oh my God.
And I can tell your hand's going for the French's. And
oh
I think,
my God.
This is it. This is it. And it
like,
was.
Like, don't put her by me at a cookout. Because
no.
It's on.
One time you got relish on you, but I don't think that you meant to get it on you. But I went at you full force. I pushed you down and licked it off you.
And everyone
just assumed I was hammered.
Well, you probably were you?
Yeah, I didn't feel good. But yeah. I do what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I think that's wonderful.
That was the time I thought it was going to go farther. I'm not going to lie.
It almost did.
In front of everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You okay, know. Good for you, you little freaky.
I'm glad six or seven people pulled me off and put me in a car.
Yeah,
when I was in the hospital?
Almost as scared as was turned on.
Yeah. There was so much going on.
Yeah.
Labor Day.
I was in the hospital. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
She was so drunk, she was worried about you.
I was so worried, and I had the taxi take me directly to the hospital. And then I was so drunk when I got there, they put me in my own bed and cuffed me to it.
Yeah. But that was so funny because we were in the same room.
Yeah,
we were in the same room, though. That was a blast, actually.
I know, but I couldn't get close to you and check on you because I was tamped down by handcuffs.
Yeah.
Well, it was the holiday, you know. And they said I was their favorite drunk from the Labor Day holiday in the hospital. So that was nice.
What, Pat, I love about you is Labor Day is nobody else's favorite holiday.
Oh, God.
You really get down on Labor Day.
Well, I figure, you know, I've
almost
got this,
literally. She almost went down on Labor Day.
I almost did. Yeah.
You
it's a good
did,
thing
like,
you were wearing pants.
From Police Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost got a helicopter real close to you.
You almost got megaphone down there.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I've got that.
I was going to say motorboat, but that's already a thing, right?
Like,
yeah, that's a boobs
someone
thing.
That's
a boobs thing.
Yeah. No, but I like Labor Day because I like to stick it to the man. And to me, I think I could be wrong. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Is Labor Day closest to sticking it to the man or at least saying, can we have one day here, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a I deserve a day off holiday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I like to really let loose. Plus, it's the end of summer, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Labor Day okay, but it always makes me sad because that's when my Auntie Di's pool is closed. You know, after Labor Day is when that's... Wait, which one's... Yeah, Labor Day's in September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bookends are Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Right? Yes, Memorial Day. Yeah.
And then midpoint is 4th of July, so...
Yeah, okay. Oh, when
which
you
I don't
like
really
that.
Care about. I couldn't give two shits about 4th of July. And you would think as a U.S. postal worker, I would be for anything rah-rah American, and normally I am, but I hate fireworks.
Yeah, I don't like fireworks, but I would think because now knowing what I know, it's a cookout holiday.
That's
fair
true.
Point. But
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm not that into it.
No, I'm a mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day girl. So.
Oh, okay. So like, well, I mean, you know, I was going to say what condiment, but then it's going to be something like Thousand Island or something because you're eating Reubens or whatever.
It's corned beef, right? You know.
Oh, still mustard,
I
guess.
Eat Reubens, hun. You know, I mean, after the next day.
Yeah.
But, what do you do with all that leftover corned beef? Oh, it's just corned beef. I'm Italian.
The day of.
Right. Yeah. Well, one time like you had a little cabbage near you.
Yeah.
And then I put it on you and then I licked it off.
Yeah.
And I was like, get it off. I hate cabbage.
You did such a great job.
You were fine.
Now I realize that was real. I thought you were just putting up a fight just to make it harder.
I hate it. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do fight just for the fun of it, but not that time. I hate cabbage.
Oh, okay. Now we're all learning things.
Yeah. I got to say, you know, maybe screaming get it off, that could be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
So be careful with that. Now, again, knowing what we know.
Right. I went to 11.
Yeah.
Who knew you had such a hair trigger, Pat?
Oh, a hair trigger? Oh,
not like that.
Easily
triggered.
I did. Just because
getting back to Merkins for a second.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if my mane and tail was kicking in.
Yeah.
Sometimes right before bed, I can feel it really kick in.
Really? It takes that long?
If you use it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you drink it in your smoothie in the morning and then it kicks in at night and you can really feel it?
Something's happening.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
I think that's real. Listen,
I'll look at the bottle again, but I swear to God it said drink a tablespoon of this every day.
No, it probably says use the size of a quarter in the palm of your
hand. Wait a second. I might have gotten that horse stuff, that other horse stuff.
Oh, okay.
The COVID stuff? Medication?
Yeah.
You know, Inception? Am I taking Inception? Oh, God. Well, I'll check the bottle. It had a horse on it.
I don't think you're supposed to take that over a long period of time, though.
Oh, God.
It's a ruling on that.
I'll get my readers out and look at the bottle. All right. Yeah, I won't take any until I know for sure what it is.
On WebMD.
Yeah. You should do that. Good. I can text Joe.
I won't go there anymore. Did I go there too much?
Yeah, they probably put a stopper on it.
They've worn it out.
Yeah.
I wonder if your doctor flagged you. Sometimes they hate it when you give your own diagnosis.
I bet he did.
So doctors can put up a firewall for WebMD?
Doctors Maybe. With borders.
Yeah. Very exactly. strict ones.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Gail,
take us to your happy place. Take us to your nieces, nephews, and siblings.
Yeah, we want to hear all about them and how you aunt.
Yeah.
All right. So, as you know, I have 7 sisters, and each of those sisters had 3 boys.
Oh,
so do the math.
That's 21. That's 21 boys.
Yeah.
Lucky Blackjack. Number 21. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to bore you with all the names, but they're boys that age from 30 to 10.
Oh, wow.
21 of them.
Holy
and,
smokes.
And, you know, around the holidays, sports are easy because there's like, you know, several teams.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of touch football and a lot of basketball and a lot of volleyball and a lot of, you know,
ball.
Yeah. And,
ball right. sports. Yeah.
Ball yeah. Sports.
And the older ones love to play euchre. I know not everybody plays euchre, but.
Oh, I love
that's
euchre.
What they love.
I miss him.
So great. Oh, yeah. He was so good.
Yeah.
Could really call a ball game.
A ball game.
Oh, yeah. Bob Euchre. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that game named after him?
Game.
Did he invent?
Oh, I
Are
don't
they
know.
Different?
Oh, is he gone? He's gone.
Know. He's gone.
Named it after
I'm sorry,
him.
Yeah.
Maybe he started
I think it.
It
was spelled different. I think it was spelled different.
Oh.
Is that right?
Wow. I'm really, between the Lance Kinsey scale and Bob Euchre, I'm
Listen, drag.
Off my game.
I learned some shit today, too.
That's true.
Thank
We're all teaching each other.
Yeah.
And all the pubic hair stuff was revelation.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure out how right that is. Now, so you have all these boys, you know,
yes.
And mm-hmm. if we've learned anything over the past few years, boy, why did I even open that can? Gender's fluid. Yep. And yes. So I don't even want to.
I mean, if you're saying, like, are they going to all remain boys, that might not necessarily be the case.
Right. Yeah. And I bet they all have varied interests. Now, a lot of, you know, we yeah. live in a society that pushes girls to play with dolls and boys to play with whatever boys play with. Mm-hmm. Now, but do you find that, is it your aunting style? Are you pulled in one direction or another? Is it, I mean, to not have one single child born a girl, wow, we are in it, man. We are in it.
How'd yeah. that go? How did that happen?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, you know, we like to think of it as nature writing itself, right? So, like, my parents could only have girls, and then the girls could only have boys. And then there's a couple of the boys who have kids, and they've all had girls.
Oh.
So it's an every other kind of thing.
Wow. Okay, this is like that junior high school dance where everyone's on one side of the gym.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for me, I liked it because, you know, I was a tomboy, you know, my whole life.
Right.
So now I'm around. I still am. If there was a lot of girls, and, you know, I love girls too, as you know, Pat.
But, yeah, I do.
I don't know. I feel good in the company of men. So, you know, it's nice to have all these guys around.
Yeah. Now, do they have similar things that they, that's a pretty big span of years, especially at that age.
Yeah, there's a spectrum, yeah. You know, like some are into music and they're more, you know, bookish and pop culture-y, and other ones are real dyed-in-the-wool sports nuts, you
right.
know.
Right, yeah.
I mean, like you said, everything is fluid, like, you know, there's no archetype for my nephew.
Good.
You know?
That's the way to do it.
You can't put them in a box.
That's the way to do it. Let them be versatile people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what's your advice? So, you know, someone's listening to this and they have 21 nephews. Boy, can you imagine? If that's true, write us at thosewhoanted@gmail.com and we'll get you in touch with Gail because, wow. What advice would you give for aunts? What do you like to do as an aunt? How do you aunt?
I mean, it depends on which of them I'm with and which household, right? Because every one of those families, those seven of them, have a different vibe. But, you know, I like a good cookout.
Yeah.
And it's good to be outside with guys, you know, they got a lot of energy to burn off and
odor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to just make sure, like, if it's nice out, just lots of outdoor time to, you know, give them a chance to run around or something.
Yeah, let them run around. Let them run it off.
If you think about it, so there's seven. It's, and this might be an old reference because I'm old, but it's like My Three Sons, but seven times. Like that old show.
Oh, yeah. My Three Sons. Now, that was with, who's the
one?
I know this.
The
flubber guy.
McMurray.
Who had the horse. Yeah.
Yep.
McMurray.
Mm-hmm. He had a dance studio too. God, he was busy.
Arthur McMurray.
Busy. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Well, I think that's great because the outdoors, you know, Gail and Megs, have you guys heard this, that it's really good for you to be outside because nature fixes you?
I heard that. Yeah.
You know, that makes me sad for me because I am very allergic to mosquitoes and stuff. And I don't necessarily love nature. Oh my God. I just thought of this. Okay.
Wow.
So I don't love nature, but my thing about going is I don't want to go camping because I don't want to be murdered and I don't want there to be snakes that have access to me at all times.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And do you know this conversation that's going on the internet? Josie sent it to me.
I was just going
to
say the bear thing.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
The internet is like exploding because everybody's asking these questions and it's, if you had the choice, would you rather be alone in the woods with a man or a bear?
Is this man?
Are
we in flagrant?
Stranger.
No, you don't know him.
But
the main thing is, like, take a guess what most women are saying.
What are most women saying?
I think I get it. Because at first it felt very sexy. You know, like a ranger.
It sounds like it.
And I was lost. Mm-hmm. And I am drunk and lost. Okay, wait.
This isn't the fantasy that you've had. This isn't that.
No. Right, because I got caught
there. This is a bad
there.
Situation.
Stuck. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
I read that. That was a romance book.
Oh, I bet.
Walking around in the woods and run into the hot ranger. I wrote that one.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I got to find that one.
But this isn't a ranger. This is right. Just a man that's wandering the woods by himself.
Oh, God, no. Now that I hear it, because now I can see it in my mind's eye. There's just a man out there, a bear. Yeah. A bear.
Yeah.
And I heard that. Remember that recording of the man who got eaten by a bear? I've heard that, and I still choose bear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got my hands on that on the dark internet.
Is it the one that guy that wrote the book?
Hmm?
The guy that wrote the book Into the Wild? Is this one?
No, he got eaten. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is like record. Yeah, he was recorded, like talking, and then the bear ate him.
Right? I think he was recording a podcast about bears.
Probably.
Maybe the bear just wanted to be a guest.
Maybe he did.
The sad part about that conversation, though, is part of why people are talking about it is because there are women who are like, but if I got attacked by a bear, people would believe me.
Yeah. Oh,
people wouldn't ask me what I was wearing when the bear attacked me.
And if I wanted it,
I wouldn't have to see the bear at family reunions, which is one of to me.
I wouldn't be forced to carry the bear's baby.
Right.
Oh.
And if I were, the bear wouldn't try to claim paternity after denying making me have that baby in the first place. You know, there's a lot of things and men are not happy about it.
The internet should stop asking them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one,
I don't know
if
the internet. Yeah, I don't know that the internet asked them. The internet asked women, and the men were like, "We deserve to be a part of this conversation." And the internet—that's
weird.
You know,
that's weird.
And I don't want to shock anyone, but the guys who are belly aching the most are the ones you definitely wouldn't want to run into in the woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And also, they're the guy. They're the only guys who probably are like, oh, I'd like to get a lady alone in the woods so I can finally meet a lady. A lot of incels, you know?
Big incels. Oh, I was one of those.
Not like you. No, not like you.
No, Gail.
But then I could talk her into it. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. You don't have to wonder.
The worst part would be if you ran into a man who was having this conversation with himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a man in the woods and I'm a good guy. Not all men. Hashtag.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd be like,
oh, God.
I don't know
if you saw this. Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No,
that's okay. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Now, one of my nephews is on TikTok a lot, and he was watching videos when we had the whole family together at Easter. He shows me this video, this guy, kind of a geeky guy, and he's supposed to be some kind of like alpha dating coach. And his whole video was, you don't have to take no for an answer.
Uh-oh.
And he went on the whole like...
Yeah.
And then he was talking about how, you know, act like you're above it all and tell her, you know, maybe she's not right for you and that'll turn it around and then she'll want to be with you.
Now, is this
thing, like they tell you to like would be negative or whatever about
the game.
A
woman. Oh. Yeah, it's called the game.
Right.
Remember, I thought that went by the wayside because that man wore too many hats and scarves and cravats and people
said, come on. Yeah, he was so.
You're talking about the guy with the fuzzy
steampunk
tall hat?
Steampunk Romeo, whatever that guy's name was. He was like Steampunk Romeo. And
that was a nightmare.
Yeah, and it's back. That's exactly what that's back. Hmm. Oh, good.
Those were good VH1 days, though. I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy.
I watched every goddamn show that came on that network at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Gail, as we like to say, if you're listening to this and you're young, which you're not, you know, I hope this goes without saying, but... No, don't do it. You're a worthwhile person, and anyone who doesn't treat you well, you don't need. Move on to the next one, because there are plenty of fish in the sea who are going to treat you very well, and you don't need to resort to tricks and things like that on the internet to lure you into their disgusting, probably goateed face.
Dare I say it, there are actually men out there who would love to be kind to you.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple of them. I could name a couple off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could really do that. A lot of them are in the ant colony. Any man in the ant colony is going to be nice to you.
Yeah, I co-sign that.
Yeah.
I co-sign that. Well, we should make a little app. How do you make an app? And you put all the little faces on there. I don't know either. Never mind.
Yeah, neither.
I don't want
to
do that.
Here's the thing that makes me a little crazy, though. Because when I was in high school, the guy you wanted to go out with was the geeky guy who played video games.
Mm-hmm.
Because
not me. It was baseball players. Whoops.
From us. Well, and I was a band kid anyway. But
yeah.
For us, I think it was like those are the guys who read the magazines and try to figure out what girls want, and they like care about you being there, and they're usually good at, you know, even though they haven't done sex stuff, they've thought about it a lot and they're all about you.
Oh, that's because they're in the band there. and they could use their mouths and their fingers. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what was that word? Literally called fingering your instrument.
You know? I mean, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, that, you know, geeks were so glad that you were even there that they would do anything to make you happy. But now they hole up in the basement with the internet and they watch scary porn and get mad.
Yeah. Oh,
boy.
They do that.
Yeah, that's a shame. They should come out from there. Come out from there. Yeah. Come on. Talk to people. Come on. Get out of there.
Get a conversation going in the real world.
Don't write a manifesto. Just get outside.
Oh, get some vitamin D.
They need some fresh air like my nephews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, you're doing the right thing, Gail. Yeah. The fresh air, that's going to be really useful for them. They're getting their oxygen. They're giving the plants their carbon dioxide. They are being around other people. They're falling down, getting back up. You know what I mean? Circle of life stuff.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
That's the right thing.
Well, that's the thing I feel bad for the young people now is like we had a lot of time where we were just be where you are, you know, like you're not recording it through a phone. You're just doing the thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's way harder now. Yeah. Way harder now. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have an easy childhood, but I'll tell you what, if someone had been recording me, I'd currently be, like we said last week, in an asylum
jail,
an asylum jail where I'm rocking back and forth. Because there was a video of my nipple slipping out because I shat myself in gym class.
Which one would be worse to you? And how did your nipple come out when you shat yourself?
I shat myself. I tried to hop over the fence and my nipple came out and the whole thing's on Tic Tac. And boy, you'd never see me again.
Why were you hopping?
Wait, is this recent?
I want to know how this happens because which came first, the shitting yourself or the nipple falling out?
But look, I get it because if you're shitting yourself, you're not worried about where your top is. You know?
Right. That's exact. Thank you, Gail.
I get it.
Talk about forced running a mile. I absolutely can't do that halfway through. I shut the shat process. I lean over to try and cover up my caboose in my front. There goes my nipple because I came in early and I didn't have a good sports bra. So there I am catapulting myself over the fence. Now, people only told those stories until we graduated and after. But if you'd been filming it, I'd be in an asylum right now.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I saw all kinds of movies or, you know, like clips back in the day of like people who do those like Iron Man triathlons or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Marathons, they shit themselves when they cross the finish line.
Remember when Uta Pivik did that? When she was running the Boston Marathon, she was the first woman to run the marathon with diarrhea and a period.
Huh.
Oh, never forget a name. God.
Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
I won't even go to the
grocery store when I got cramps.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I used to get them.
I can't even imagine just based on Pat's story, running a marathon.
Can't
Oh my God.
I did half a mile and my body shut down. Get rid of anything we don't absolutely need if we're going to keep doing this.
See, now I want to get my nephew to look up that TikTok video.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds really like a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Well, oh, of Pat? You want to see if, that, yeah, if anybody else did it?
Nipple and shitting.
Oh, I
don't
bet someone else did it.
Don't put that in the internet. Don't type that into the internet.
I thought you said it was on TikTok.
I said if it had been, because this is when I was much younger, before everyone had a phone. Because truly, I would not bounce back. Maybe kids these days are just tougher and they bounce back. Oh, my nipple came out when I had loose stool coming out of my plastic shorts.
Now here's
the shorts. And then tomorrow's Wednesday.
Plastic shorts.
The thing that drives me crazy about social media is they call it curating or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But like Finsta or whatever, like you make a fake life for yourself by the pictures you put up and how you portray yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like fakeness. So
yeah.
Sounds like a lot of effort too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a bit much considering how much I'm already false. You know, I have to leave the house. When I leave the house, I have to be like, oh, good. Oh, we're all alive somehow.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. It's about that time.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, here's what I think. And I just want to say this. How did you get plastic shorts? And
those were issued by the school, and then they wrote your name on them.
Plastic?
They were basically hefty bags. They bunched where my thighs met, which was the whole way.
Now
that sounds so chafy.
Yeah.
Well, it was honestly like a plastic bag, so it couldn't. All it would did was ball up where your lips are. That was its main function.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's not a camel toe. That's something else.
No, it's like a crunkle toe.
A what?
A crunkle toe, because it got all crunkled up in there.
Okay.
I don't think that's an official term.
I don't think so either. I'd never heard of it, but it is now, and that sounds like merch. Crunkle
toe. I'll put it on. I don't know how to put it on the podcast, but I'll find the plastic shorts we used to wear so people can see it.
Can you please at least just send them to me? Because
I will.
I never had school-issued gym clothes. We had to buy our own gym clothes.
Oh, we had to buy these, but they were issued from the school, and you had to wear them because of punishment somehow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, we just changed into our own shorts or whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
we had to keep stuff in our gym locker. And if you were an athlete and you got to keep your locker in the locker room. So I always had a locker in there because I was an athlete. So I always had gym clothes in there. That sounds like a brag, and I'm sorry. I'm just reaching for something to make me feel better, because I do feel a little bit left out about the kissing stuff. Not because we didn't kiss, just because I didn't know. So I'm just kind of reaching for something to make myself feel better.
No, I get it.
Think of it this way. Now you do know. Oh,
you do. Now, as an athlete, I want to know if your point of view was different than ours, because I know, like, after gym, it was always a trying to avoid taking a shower. Like, that was the thing. Like, you didn't want to do it. Like,
but
did you like to, as an athlete, since you worked out so much?
No, I would never have liked to do that in the world, in the history of the world. I would never have liked to do that. And
what is that?
God,
why did we hate showering?
Thank God. Well, because
you think it would be good?
I love showering. The thing is, I don't like showering in front of other people. Excuse me. You have to date me for at least 4 years to get me in a shower together. That's not true, but it's been a while. But think of it this way. Everybody in high school is just dying to find something to talk about, you know, and then put them all in a shower together and they're like, anything you think of. So we didn't have to do showers after gym class. Thank goodness. And so, you know,
lucky.
That was fine. Yeah. But then you were kind of like, I mean, you know, I used to give it my all in gym class, so maybe I was sweaty, but I never smelled bad, which is good.
I smelled before I got there.
Oh, that's
I actually think sometimes after gym class, I smelled better.
Oh, maybe.
Some of the prior stuff came off, got pushed out by the newer stuff.
Well, okay, I think that's a great way to end it, because I'm aware of the time. So, Pat, do we have
Oh, yes, would you read it, please?
Oh, my God, I would be honored. Okay, now this is...
Uh-oh.
This is a Carol Doyle... This is a Carol Doyle creation, and I got to say, she's done it again. She has done it again. She plugs into the Ethernet in a way that I don't know how. It's been weeks since we've used a mantra by Carol Doyle, the patron saint and poet laureate of this podcast, and here it goes. Ants on a log? Sounds like porn to me. Now, you have to remember, Pat, that I think my favorite mantra of all time is... Another one that starts like this, which is ants in your pants, you lucky bastard. I think that's my favorite all time.
Oh, I like that one.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah, Gail, I had a feeling.
It is
so
good.
But sometimes, you know, she's like Meg said, she's in the Ethernet, you know, zapping up a conversation, but she writes these and sends them in advance. So look, I don't know how she does it, and I only want her to use her powers for good, which is making the mantras. So thank you, Carol. And I mean, I don't know what would be better for this.
I can't imagine. So it's ants on a log. Sounds like porn to me. And let's ask you, Gail, what's your takeaway here?
You know, well, I was touchy. I was telling you earlier about the books that I read being labeled as porn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So sometimes when porn is used, it's used as a derogatory term, but I think porn is a very healthy thing for people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From being except for the incels, I guess. But I'm also conflicted because ants on a log is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's raisins, so you know I don't like that. So
I wanted to be sullied. You have a lot of no-go foods, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys want to do a raisin kissing thing too, you could. And I
will put that in.
I don't need to kiss with raisins. I just think it's tasty.
Mm.
So it's not an allergy.
But I love peanut butter. That's peanut butter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love peanut butter. Now I fear that I would be like Mr. Ed, trying to kiss like Mr. Ed if somebody put peanut butter in my mouth. That's sold. How I would do it.
Sold.
Well, then we would record you and dub over your voice.
Right.
Like a horse worst. Is a horse, of course, of course. That's me. That's how
I don't know if I actually answered that, but my point you is did. I'm like, I'm really you conflicted. Did. I'm conflicted. Yeah.
Sure. And let me tell you, Carol for 100% does not think porn is a bad thing. So I think it's, it's like, sounds like porn to me.
Well,
like,
Carol's a sex worker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. So she thinks, well, maybe she's bummed out because it sounds like work. Sounds like porn to me.
Yeah.
Well, it is a good, it's a good dick joke, what she said.
Yeah, she did good. She did good. She knows she did good too. You know,
so good.
When I talk to her next, she'll be like, "Did you like that one?" And I'll say yes, and she's like, "She'll know she did good."
You know what? I think there's not enough women who do know that they did good. Tell her.
I agree with you, Max.
Yeah. By the way, everyone listening to this, all you women out there, you did good.
You did good. You're doing great. So good.
Yeah,
you did well and good.
Hang in there.
Yeah. Now I gotta say, I'm so happy to have her back. And Robin, not that I don't mean to discredit Robin's mantras because Robin's mantras were amazing and
fantastic.
She's the only one who did a homework, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
But I we're so happy to have Carol back in the mix because look at she's in the ether.
She came back fresh.
Gifted.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah.
Oh,
We'll put her in a program.
I wish I had that depth of thought, you know?
I think you could.
Sounding like you.
I think you could. I believe in you. Now, we're all aware of the time and we don't want to do this because it's the most fun. But I just got to say, I love you both very much. And Gail, I want you to know this. From the moment that Pat and I started this podcast, and I'm sure I've told you this, your name was on the list of people.
And that's nigh on, I think, 9 years ago.
It seems like 9 to 10 years, anywhere from 9 to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm not gonna lie. I was jealous of all your guests. Because I love you both so much.
Oh,
I was jealous. So I'm excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, I just gotta say, we just love you so dearly, and we're so thankful. And please come back anytime because we gotta know.
Oh, thanks.
We gotta know how retirement's going. We didn't even think of that stuff.
I know.
We want to know about.
Let's just say the plastic covers are off and I'm sitting on the furniture. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I love that.
All day and twice on Sunday.
Ugh.
Is that a sex thing?
No.
Okay. That's a rock. Okay.
Remember
good
we
for
talked
you.
About the furniture? With the
Yeah. I just didn't know if that was an analogy.
Yeah. Or a metaphor.
No, I'm living it. I'm living.
Oh, so that's amazing.
JK.
That's amazing. Well, all right. I think it's time. And I love you both so much. I love you, Pat.
I love you, Gail. And I love you, Mags.
I love you, Gail.
Love you, Mags. Love you, Pat.
All right. Thank you for listening to Those Who Aunt, a Baby Makers podcast starring Colleen Doyle as your Aunt Pat and Dana Curcioli as your Auntie Mags. Aunt Gail was played by the amazing Margaret Edwardowski. You can and should follow Margaret in all that she does, especially, though, you should read her book, Humor Me, a Detroiters in Love novel written by Maggie Elliott. That's Elliott with one L and one T. And you should go to MaggieElliott.com, again, with one L and one T. And you should find out everything you can about the books that she's writing, about what she's doing on the internet. Follow her socials through that website. We love Margaret, and you will too, if you would only just click on this website. Our theme song was performed by The Q's, and you can follow them on Instagram at The Q's Music. For the rest of you, do your homework. Shoot us an email at thosewhoant@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing. And for the rest of you, for God's sakes, call your aunt.